We are on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Just to get into the swing of the sugya, let us start from the third line of the Amud. Arove Shiva Keitzad. So we hear if a Shana Rabbe falls out on Shabbos, so it is Doiche Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, Arove Bishvi Maitaime Dachye Shabbos. And the Kasha was because we had said the only reason that Lulav, the first day of Lulav is Deiche Shabbos, because it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's Noi Bigvulin. The other days, it's only a mitzvah Shabbat Migdash, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, so it's not Deiche Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, Arove Bishvi, my time with Dachye Shabbos. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Kedei Lefarsamo Shehim in HaTorah. Because by Arova there's a different problem. There's a problem that it's not klor, that the smach motnei Hashem lekechem shiva shomim means a simchal yedei netilas alulav. So therefore, lefarsamo shehim in HaTorah, so therefore, that's why it is doicha Shabbos, even though it's a mitzvah kiyumis. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, the Lefas Moshim in HaTorah, that's the Arve Nachal, or the Loch Lemoshim Misinai, that Arov is min HaTorah. So Memelech is so to be Mefarsim, the Inyan of Netilis, that there's a Din Netilis Arov in Sukkis, so that's why it's Doiche Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Ihochi Lulav Nami Litchi, the Lefas Moshim in HaTorah. So the Gemara says, Lulav is also not Mefursim Shom min HaTorah. One could learn this machtam lefnei Hashem alekechem shivishamu does not mean ayyidei netila. So if lefarsamoy shahumina teire is a sibit to be deiche Shabbos, so lulav should also be deiche Shabbos besides yom rishon. So the Gemara says that's true. There's a reason that it should be deiche Shabbos, but gzeire mishum darabe. We have a problem. We have a problem. Shema yavirenu. So the Gemara says, because of that, we're not Deiche Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Yehochi, Arov, and Ami. Nigzer, so Arov also, you have the Gzeire, the Rabbe. So the Gemara says, Arov, Shluchei, Bezn, Maisilo, Lulav, Lakel, Moso. So Rashi seemed to learn that there's two Sibis. Number one, the Shluchei, Bezn, Maisilo, so there's no problem of Shema Yetzianu mi Beisoi, the Arovis are found in the Beis HaMikdosh. Lulav Lakel Moser, and another Cheshbin, that the mitzvah of Arova was Davke Ayidei Kahanim, there's Rizim, a Lulav Lakel Moser, and then Lulav is Lakel Moser, so Memele, the Gzeire is more Olu to is the kilkul of Shema Yevirenu is more olo to occur by lulav than by arove. So memelef, we have a reason, k'dei lefarsamoy, and the gzeire is, the kilkul is not so olo to occur, so therefore by arove it's deiche Shabbos. And lulav, which is lakel moser, you don't have the mail of shluchei bezn maisilo, so therefore by lulav it is not deiche Shabbos. So the Gemara had asked, Ihochi kol yoime nami litri. So if the gzeire pasnit, so memela, so why davke when Shabbos falls out on the Shana Rabbah, then it's doiche. Ihochi kol yoime nami litri. Whenever Shabbos falls out, it should, the mitzvah arova should be doiche Shabbos. Because there's no gzeichet, there's no reason to be geyser over here. So the Gemara answers, osi lefik fukei belulav. There'll be mezalzel and lulav. That means that lulav, you don't take the 7 days, you only take the first days. And arova you'll take whenever it falls out in Shabbos, afilu b'emtzach alamayid. So memeil, there'll be mezalzel and lulav, so that's why they did not want that arova should be better than lulav. So the Gemara asks, "Velitchi beyond Tavrishin." Now, why were they boicher another day? Just like Yom Rishin, is doicher. The Yom Rishin is doicher Shabbos. Pulinyan etilas lulav. It also should be doicher. Natilus Arov, Velitri Beyontev Rishin. So the Gemara says, Leimucha Chamilsa. Then, if the whole Indian was Kedei Lefarsa Moshimin Atayrem, so if we'd be Deiche Yontev Rishin, people would think that Omri Lulav Udekadochi. They'll think that Iker Triye was Alt Mitzvah's Lulav. Since you were Deiche already, so you're permitted to Deka Rav also, but we wouldn't have this Pirsum that a rov is mina teira, therefore there has to be a different day. Take the gemara, fine. Belitche bechad ma'anach, so why dafke the seventh day is doiche? So the gemara answers, kimen de kamavkes lo merishin ukme ashvi. Since, either they wanted to make, either the beginning of the yontev or the end of the yontev. So memela, the beginning was not shayach, so ukme ashvi. So that's pshat in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that Arove sometimes shiva yomim, if it falls out, if a shana rabba falls out on Shabbos, that is the cheshbon. So the Gemara asks, ihochi o idno nami litri. So the Gemara asks, so after chuban habayis, that will also be doiche. That means it comes out like this, that be'etzem, there's no reason to be geyser by Arove. Rashi explains that Idna if the Chuban Abayis, Shluchei Bezen will take it. So we don't have a reason to be geyser. And Lemaise, there was already a takonim. Bizman Abayis, I mean, there was Doiche Bizman Abayis ke Lefalsim Shumin HaTeire. So, let's let this Lefalsim Shumin HaTeire should be Noig Bizman HaZeh also. So, when Eshan Rabba falls out on Shabbos, it should be Doiche Shabbos. So the Gemara answers, Anan lo yadinen bekivua di yarche. In Goyle, Chutz L'Eretz Yisrael, we don't know if it's the seventh day. So, Emerson, Ardin Natila is not als Zeichel HaMikdash. Ardin Natila is other als Minig Neviim, als Yesoid Neviim, we'll see later. But this Minig, the Gemara said, should have a Koyach HaTchiye als, since we're taking it already, should be Deiche Shabbos to be Farsim that there was a Natila D'Yeraise Bizman HaBayis. But first there has to be a Minig Neviim. The Minig Neviim was only the seventh day, so we don't know if the seventh day or not. Now lo yadini b'kivu diyacha, so mamela we don't know if it's the seventh day. So the Gemara says, ini diyodi b'kivu diyacha b'naretz Yisroel, the Makadosh al-Piriya. They did know, is litchi. Ki osi barhedya omar lo ikla. So Behedya said, Lo Ikla, it never came out, that never came out on Shabbos. So the Orach LaNeir says, Pshat in this Gemara, we learned last week that Tosfos explains that Bedavke they made it shouldn't come out. So the Chana explains that Bahedya held as follows. Later we're going to have a svore that it is not preferable to have different halachas in Chutz Loretz and in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Loretz will say they won't take an Arov and Shabbos because Lebeki Bekviu Diarche. In Eretz Yisrael they will take. So it's Nirei Kishtei Teiris. That's not a preferable anhogim. Leidach Gise, not to take when it falls out in Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael, is also not an Inyan, because the Tzedekim were b'chlal mefakpik on the Tilus Arove, and they would just be very happy with this, that the Shana Rabba falls out on Shabbos, and there's no mitzvahs arove. They'd be very happy with this because they b'chol u'mafak become mitzvahs arove. So there's a problem to be misakim mitzvahs arove. It should be doiche Shabbos. So it's nirik ishtei teiris. not to be misakin mitzvah sarove. So the tzedekim will be very happy with this. So Behedya said, so Chazal avoided it. So they made that it should never come out of Shana Rab and Shabbos. So Memele, so Faker, so we accomplish what we accomplish. Alamaisa each year there's a mitzvah sarove. Lafuki das at tzedekim. But Lamaisa wasn't Doiche Shabbos. So it comes out they didn't want it to be Doiche Shabbos because it's Nira Kishtai Teiris, but they still wanted that there should be an Ishana Rabbah with an Atila Sarov. That's what Barhead you said. Ki Osa Rovin, Vachol Nechusi, Rovin said it's not true. Omri, all those that went out to Israel and went down to Bobel, Omri Ikla. They said that it occurred many times, Ishana Rabba wasn't Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, and it was not Toiche Shabbos, V'loi Dochi. V'elo Kashe, so now we have a Kashe Take, why Take is, it wasn't the Toiche, the Boki Bekvi, the Yamche. So why did they make that it shouldn't be Toiche Shabbos? Omar Rav Yosef, man leimo lon da arove benetile, dilme beskife. Now, let us see Rashi. We'll start Rashi, Haidna nami, la acher chubm, davdinen arove chad yoyme kedemrine lekamon minig neviyemi bigbulen. Even the leke lemeichesh midi, since there's nothing to be afraid about, that means that we're saying the gzeir of Shema Yavirenu does not apply by Arove, is litchi bishvi, biyitlua, biyachavtu, ishluchi bezn, lefarsamo shehi bemigdash minatayra. So Memela will also, the mitzvah will also be neskaim dafke alideiz rizim, shluchi bezn, because Bizman Abayis there never was a gzeire on the Netilas Hamikdash. And there was no new gzeire after the Chubin. So Kedei Lefarsamo Shehi Bemigdash Minatayre, there were matter to be Doiche Shabbos. So we still have the same tzairich. There's no reason to aser, so why, after Chuban Abayis, is it not Doiche Shabbos? So the Gemara answered, lo yedinen bekviya da'ayache, v'sheme ein shviyi shalon u shvi. Maybe it's like not the seventh day. So memela, so that's why it's not Doiche. So the Gemara asked about Eretz Yisrael, but they did know that it was the seventh day. So why isn't it doicha there? So we hear there are two terutz. One terutz was lo ikla, heim ma'abrim es elul oyech nechadoshim sheroin sheyor hashvii b'shabbos. So Lamai says this, they made that it should never come about that Ishana Rabbah should be on Shabbos. Mor said, a rovin v'chol nichusi kol hasiye sheyordu me'eretz Yisrael abovol. Those that went down from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, or Vishalomi Bovel Eretz Yisrael v'chozru. So Memela, they said it's not true. They said that it was Ikla, be'Eretz Yisrael, that Ishana Rabbah fell out on Shabbos. Bafal Pikain, it wasn't Doiche Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Man Leimelon, Darove, b'Migdosh, b'Netile. Who says that b'migdosh there was a mitzvah snitile. De litche hashta arove isure midarabonim. That now it should be zoiche, there should be doiche and iser darabonim. Zeiche l'migdosh, de litche Shabbos. So the Olchanel says pshat in this Rashi as follows. That But the Gemara is saying like this. That by Emerson, there is an Isra Tiltul. It's Mukta. No, if there's a mitzvah of Zeichel and Mikdash, so that could be Deiche the Isra Tiltul. But who says that? But that would only be if in the Mikdash there was the mitzvah Netilah. So then now, so we'll be Matar Netilah, Zeichel and Mikdash, and I'll be Deiche the Isra Tiltul. But man leim alon da Arove be Mikdash be Netilah. Who says that Arove be Mikdash was be Netilah? The litchei hashte arove, that now litchei hashte arove isure midarabonon zeichel amigdish, the nitchi shabbos or the dochi shabbos, the midish was deiche shabbos, the zeichel amigdish is also be deiche shabbos. Who says that bechlada was a mitzvah netila? Dilme biskife loy hayu neitlin oiso biyat. Ela zeikven oisan bitside amizbeich lechut. Kedis nabe masnissen. Could be bechlal does not in the tila. Vahashta leke mizbeach. So heiche niskefo. So bemele. So we don't have a skife. There's no mitzvah in the tila. That means there has to be a mitzvah in the tila in the migdash zeis. And then we make zeichel a migdash. That what Rashi says that, Rashi seems to say that the litre hashta rove isurim idarabonim. So we said over the Ochaner says pshat that Rashi means the isar of tiltul. Even though Rashi and Seif Lulav Agozel seem to hold that Bechlal there's no isar tiltul, that there's a teres keli, and the isha is permitted to, since there's a teres keli legabi aish, and ish is permitted to be metalta, so it doesn't go through with hilchas tchiyim. Perhaps in Seif Lulav Agozel we're speaking about when there's a mitzvah min atayra by lulav. There's a mitzvah min atayra by lulav, the tila that gives it a teres keli. Here we're speaking about that there's no mitzvah here of netila. There's no mitzvah netila. So the litchi hashta arove isurim idarabona zeichel amigdish samamel. If there's no mitzvahs netile, so it could be then it's ichas to go but teiras tchi. That means if there's a mitzvah diaraisa, could be gets a teiras keli. So then it doesn't work with a din tchi. It's tamazei not mukta. But if there's no begvulin, when the beberet yisol after the chubin could be that now there's ichas no mitzvah diaraisa. So then it works through with tchi. So if we would have a zeichel and mikdash, no, in the mikdash there was a mitzvah netila, so now we'll also make a mitzvah netila. So that's a din tchiyah. Now zeichel and mikdash will be doiche the isa tiltol, be al mitzvah the rabbonu does never teres keli, but al zeichel and mikdash will be doiche the isa tiltol. But who says bechlal that in the mikdash there was a netila? Could be in the mikdash was only a skife. So now we don't have a mizbeach. So memela. So that's why it's not doiche Shabbos. That was Rabbi Yosef's teretz. So Rabbi Yosef said a teretz bekitzer that the reason bizman hazeh it's not doiche Shabbos because the whole mitzvah b'migdosh was skife. So memela. So now there's no inyan bechlal of zeichel b'migdosh. So memela, so it's not doiche Shabbos. Man leim alon da arove benetile dilme beskife. Eisvei Abaye. So now Abaye is Takasha and Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef was just mechadish that there's a difference between mitzvahs lulav and mitzvahs arove. Mitzvahs lulav, there's a mitzvahs netile. Mitzvahs arove, there's mitzvahs skife b'mizbeach. We learned in the Mishnah, lulav arove, shisha v'shive. So it seems like it's one mitzvah. My lav kilulav. It's the same type of a mitzvah. They have this. My lulav v'netila, avarove v'netila. You do both 6 or 7 days. Gemara says no. Midi'irya ha'kedi'ise v'ha'kedi'ise. Does not necessarily have to mean that you do the same pula. There's a mitzvah netilas lulav. There's a mitzvah skifas arove. And the days, one are 6 days and one are 7 days. Eis ve'yabai. B'chol yoim makifim es ha-mizbeach pam achas. There's a mitzvah akofes ha-mizbeach. They walked around the mizbeach. Ba'oisei ha-yoim eishan ha-rabe sheva pomim. Now, walking around the Mizbeach, that's not a mitzvah zkifah, that's a mitzvah netila. Is my love barove? So it was barove. So we see that by harove, there's a mitzvah hakofeh, which automatically means a mitzvah netila. So now we're back to the kasha. So if there is a mitzvah, there was a mitzvah netila, bizman abayis, so we should make zechel and mikdosh a mitzvah netila in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara answers, loy belulav. No, the sakofa was belulav. The nev, there was only a mitzvah skife ba'arove, and then there were makim the mizbeach belulav. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, ve'oisei hayoim b'shvi, midiktoni pamachas v'sheva pomim, shmamino akofa beregel. Soviv ha-mizbeichel, u-bameh makifin, lav barovet. So Moses says, loy belulav makifin lacha shezokvu ha-rovet soviv ha-mizbeich. There was a mitzvah skife, and then afterwards there was a mitzvah hakofa with a lulav. So that's what the Gemara, so Abaye held it was barovet, and Rav Yosef said, no, it was belulav. Frag the Gemara, Ba'omar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua Barove. Rav Nachman Amar Rabba said, no, the Hakofa was Barove. Omar Loi, so Rav Yosef told Abai, who Omar Loch Barove? He told you it was Barove, but Anamina Belulav. I hold it was Belulav. So Mamela, we're back with Rav Yosef's Teretz. If it was Belulav, so the whole mitzvah Barove was a mitzvah skife. If it was a mitzvah skife, so pass it to make a Zeichel Amigdosh Bismanazem. Itma, Rabbelozo Eimer, Belulav. Rav Shmuel Bar Nosson, Omar Rav Chanine, Barove, that Hakofa was Barove. Vechein Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Barbue, Barove. Omar Leirove, Rav Yitzhak Berei, the Rabbe Bar Barchane, Baru Yitov Eimer Loch Milse, Mal Yosod, Ava Omar Ovuch, Hodis Nan, Kol Hayoim, Makifin Esamizbeyach Pamachas, ואוי שיהיה מקיבן אס מזבח שבע פעמים, אך אומה אובוך משמי דרבו לא זול בלולד. Okay, so we have here a machloikis amiroim, if the hakofa was belulav ubarove, ba'al kaponim, Rav Yosef holds that it was belulav and memele, so the whole mitzvah arove was a mitzvah skife, and memele, so bizman הזה פסנת הזכר למקדש. Zog de Gemara weiter. Eisvei. We learned, Lulev doiches ha-Shabbos betchilosoi, parove besoifei. It's mana bayis. Pam achas chal shvi shal arove liyeis b'Shabbos, veviyu mar b'yoish shal arove me'erev Shabbos, v'inichum b'azore. And they left the aroveis in the azore. Rabbi Nachananel says, V'nichum b'lishke. V'kiru behem baitusim, the baitusim who were vehemently against the singing of Arove. So they saw the Aroves, v'notlum v'kofshum tachas avonim. So they went and they covered them with stones. L'mochol Shabbos, v'kiru behem amei ha'oretz, amei ha'ratzim, saw the Aroves, which were covered with stones. See exactly in Rashi what happened over here. Vishomtum mitachas avonim, veviyum akahanim, vizokvum betside hamizbeach. And the Kahanim went and took a betside hamizbeach. Lefi shein baitusim moide shechibot arove doiches ha-shabes, alme benetilehi tiuft. Let us see Rashi. Zatrashi, betchilosoi beyond tavrishin, lulev is doiche shabbos, betchilosoi beyond tavrishin. ברובה בסייפוי בשבי. מרביויס נטייס. ביקירו בהן ביתוסים. הרגישו תלמידי ביתוס, ואין צדויקים, ואין מוידים בערובה, שאין מפרשת מן התאיר. וכבשום, תומנום, so they made them hidden, enveloped, כמו בהדי כבשי דרחמונו לא מלוך במסכס ברוכס. צלושן כבשי, ויש מפורשים כמו יכבויש אבוי נעשינו, יחסה. כסיסה כסיסה כל חטוסם סלו. I think the difference between these two, the two Lashonis is the first Lashon, the Kovshum, is means that we're speaking about the Arovis were Kovush, were Tumunim, so we're speaking about the Arovis, the mats of what they were, the Kavshi, the Rachmonis, so speaking about the Etzim Zach, which is a Dover of Tumun, and in the Yesh Meforshim hold Kovshum is a Lashon, Lichasais, that means they covered them. So it's the pula that they did with the avonim. Tachas avonim, v'yoydim heim b'chachomim, shalo yitaltulu l'mocho ho avonim. And they knew that the chachomim wouldn't be mitaltul the avonim. Ame ha'oretz, shalo yhoyu b'kiyim b'isr tiltu, heim ho'yso yodom ima prushim. So it seems, it's a very unclear Gemara. It seems that the Tzedoikim doesn't seem that they were completely hidden. They were hidden, so what, why do you have to work with Muktz over here? Rashi writes the Chayis, Tachas Abonim, V'yoydim Eim B'chachomim Shlei Taltulu Mocha Abonim, and Dama Ore Shlei Bekim B'sil Tiltul. So it seems that it was one could recognize that they were Arovis, but there's Avonim, there's Muktze. So now the Shaila is, so what's the problem? L'chayre from the Rehites Loshana Gemore, it would seem, V'shomtum mitachas o Avonim. They slept it out from underneath Avonim. So where's their Muktze? Where's their Muktze? L'chayre, what would we say? So it became a bosses to the Avonim. So that's why it's Muktze. So L'chayre, how could the Baitusim make it for a bosses? They're not a Bailam on the, Arovis. They belonged to the Shluchei Bezn. So L'chayre didn't become a bosses. And Rashi says, Klonitazai. Rashi says, V'yoydim heim bechachomim shlo yitaltulu l'mocho ha'avonim. So Baistos, the Muktze was the Avonim, not the Arovis. The Arovis weren't Muktze. So who touched Avonim? V'shomtum tachas Avonim. So Emerson, the Eitzah brings down the Zatesvis Yishonim in Shabbos that Memdalad Amid Beis. And Taisi Shishonim has two Mahalchim in our Gemara. The second Mahalch, and Dachsim with this is Shitis Rashi, Loi hoyu yecholim linarom beloi tiltul tzas, afagav dekoma v'shomtum. That means, eventually they schlepped them out, but you had to move some stones. The Baitusim weren't Zolcha Batlonim, so Lemaise, in order to be able to schlep them out, you had to move some stones. They moved the stones. They were Maratzim. That's why the Taisi Shonim is Medayik. I mean, the Gemara uses Ikirubem Amei Ha'oretz. Why do you have to title them Amei Ha'oretz? Because only an Amoretz would do what they did, because it was still Tumukze. So they were metal to the stones. That's in the Oitzah brings down the Loshen at the Seftis Vigorum. So Vigorum would seem also that they slept away the stones. Yeah. So that's one Mahalach. Then the Taisvus Yishonim says, it seems the first Mahalach in the Taisvus Yishonim is, Afal gav de baitusim lohi nichum ledaitom. So it seems in the first Mahalach of the Taisvus Yishonim that Taki became a bosses. So yes, the kash afagav de baitusim lohi nichu ledaitom. So it was done on their das. Lechoshev kishochach. It's not called shochach. Shochach does not become a bosis. I forgot. If I left something betois, it does not become a bosis. And this does become a bosis. This does become a bosis. So the first is Heva Machloikis, two terutzim and the tois v'shishonim, what the muktze was. If the muktze was the arove was the muktze, or the stones were the muktze. In the first mahalach, that's on Lakrash, it seems the arove was the muktze. So lechayre, tzahed eshtikol ha'ore, if the arove was the muktze, became a bosses, so what happened further? It says, And the Kahanim, they had a heter tchiyah. I mean, they had a mitzvah. They had a mitzvah already. So their mitzvah was doiche, loimi boy, if we learn bechlal, that it works with tchiyah. That the, like Tosfos learns the beginning of Lulavar over the whole heter tiltul bechlal works with tchiyah. So memele, they were doing the mitzvah, the Kahanim were doing the mitzvah of skifa, and that's how you make skifa. But you pick it up and then you put it to the mizbeach. So that was their mitzvah. So their mitzvah is doiche, the iser mukze. The amaratzim weren't Kahanim, so by them b'chala wasn't a maisa ha-mitzvah. So they were tak amaratzim. Perhaps if they would have called over the Kahanim, perhaps the Kahanim would have been permitted to take it out to make skifa. But they were Amaratzim. They did it themselves. So Kaponim, these are the two Mahalchim. Ve'ivim Akahanim v'zokvum, avol Yisrael loyhoy nichnas bein ulam lemizbeach. So why Bavke Kahanim? Because Yisrael is not nichnas bein ulam lemizbeach. Now, so where do we even see there was Benetila? We don't see anything yet. So Rashi says, the raya is from one word. The baraisa firzois lefi she'ein baitusim moidim shechibut arove doiches haShabbos. Because the baitusim are not moided that chibut arove doiches haShabbos. So vidiktoni chibut arove mechlal de biyad noitlin oiso umenanin umakifin bo akahanim esamizbeyach beragleim v'achar kach zoikvin oiso. So Rashi seems to say, and it's very interesting, the Rama in Simen Tar Samach Dalet Siv Dalet brings down what does chibut arove mean. So the Rama brings down 2 days. One day is choiftoi ala karke. And Rashi Shita is Minaneya. Just like you make Ninuim with Alulav, you make Nanuim with Arov also. So you make, and the Rama says you should do both. You should make Nanuim and you should make Choyv Tamalakalke. So Rashi learned Pshat Chibut means Nanuim. So Memele, so Vaisa, you make Nanuim with Arov. Or if you make Nanuim with Arov, so that means it's a mitzvah Netila. So now we're back again to the kasha. So if you make a mitzvah, if there is a mitzvah netile, so memele, so we're back. So why isn't it doiche Shabbos bizman hazeh? So alma benetile tiyufte. So the gemara is vela nitru. So I bezoil shesoy shemi doiche Shabbos. So the gemara answers kiven da anan loy dochinon ino nami loy doch. So now the Gemara is going to be mechadish that there's a svara of nire kishtei teiris, and because of this we won't take it, even though the tzadikim are very happy with this, but it shouldn't be nire kishtei teiris. So therefore, that is why we don't take an arove beretz Yisrael. Even the anan loy dachinu, since in the goyle. By us it's not Deiche Shabbos, and by us it's not Deiche Shabbos because we're not Boki Bekviya Diyarche. Is Inonami Loidoch? Frank the Gemore, Is there such a cheshbin? Boyontev orishen viladidon loidochi. Let's talk about lulav. Yontev orishen viladidon loidochu. In the goyla, it is not doiche because we're not boki bekvi diyache uladidu dochi. Omri, so now the Gemara is machadish, ledidu nami loidochi. No, it's taka not doiche and eretz yisolida. Taka, this is a svore. And the holding tchiye of lulav and arava was only bizman abayis. Bizman is that, taka, it's not doiche. Ve'elo kasha hani talti. So the Gemara says, how could you say that it's not doiche bizman is that? We hear a stir in two mishnas. The tonecha, the one mishnah said, kol omei lichem es lulavayim lahar abayis. Besan yidoch lebeis hakneses, and the other mishnah said bebeis hakneses. Umetarzinon, and what do we say? Ateretz kan bisman shebeis hamikdash kayim, kan bisman shein beis hamikdash kayim. So when the beis hamikdash kayim, we go to the beis hakneses. So the Gemara answers loy. Idi vidi bisman shebeis hamikdash kayim. The loy kashe kan b'migdosh kan b'gvulin. He says b'migdosh. So it says they view the those who were in Yerushalayim brought it to the base of migdosh in b'gvulin. So they went brought it to base of Knesset. It was dafke only bisman shebeis migdosh kaim. But bisman hazeh in order it shouldn't be nire kishnei toiris. So memele. So that is why we don't take a lulav. And who had in Arove, a Philip Beretz Yisrael. Let us see Rashi. Ve'elo litchi, kivin de benetila have, since now we find out that there was a mitzvah netila, yesh loy lasi zeichel amigdish. Ve'litchi shvi di lo shabbos. So the Gemara answers, kivin de anan begoyla loy dachina, mishum de loy kimlon bekviya di yacha. The ditu nami leidochi shleilasais Yisrael agudais agudais v'nire kishtei teiris. The ditun leidochi lulav Shabbos. Bigvulen, so the Gemara says, we have two mishnayos. One mishnah says that they took it to the beis haknesses. Bigvulen meilichen lebeis haknesses v'kulu bisman habayis. Both mishnayos are speaking about bisman habayis. Tavu kulu ba'oretz. So gvulim means not in Yerushalayim, not near the Beis HaMikdash, but everything was in Eretz Yisrael. Usmuchim le'moishav bezn. That's the Rishash's girsa. So everyone was close to the mokim ha'bezn. V'yoydin eimas ukva ha'chodesh. So on whole Eretz Yisrael, they were able to know when Rosh Chodesh was. The Rishash asks, even though it seems from the Gemara of Metzia, it took 15 days to go to Kol Eretz Yisrael by those who were Oyla Regal, he says the Shluchim were in Tishrei, you didn't have 50 days of traveling, since you had Rosh Hashanah and a Yom Kippur and a Shabbos in between. So he says the Shluchim was reason. So the whole Eretz Yisrael was able to find out in it seems roiv of the yishuv of Eretz of the Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. So memele, so then it was Deiche Shabbos. That means it was a mitzvah to take it bigvulin. There was a mitzvah chiyuvis. In whole Eretz Yisrael, they were aware. When it was Chamisha Osa b'Tishrei. So memele, so it was Deich and Shabbos. Avol ato mishechore beis hamigdash ein lulev Deich and Shabbos afilu livnei Eretz Yisrael. So lochayre pshat is because now after the chubin the ikar yishuv is not in Eretz Yisrael. So now you have two yishuvim. Bizman habayis there wasn't two yishuvim. The ikar yishuv was in Eretz Yisrael. The ikar yishuv knew and kviyed the yachis. So klal Yisrael took a lulev. Bisman after Chubin Abayis, so there's two yeshuvim. There's a yeshuv that is out of Eretz Yisrael. Those who are out of Eretz Yisrael, so they're not boki b'kvi diyach. So now to make chilukim and to say that one yeshuv should not take a lulum, the other yeshuv should take a lulum. That already is nira kishnei teiris. Yeah. Let us see Tosfos. Ve'hiviyu marbiyos shel arove me'erev Shabbos. So Tosfos asks, it seems that that there was no tnoim kan loyhoyu masnin kol mi sheyagia ba'arove shel chaveiroi. Hareyu b'matone, kedisnan gabi lulev, l'man de'omar b'pirkin de'lel. Oh, no, that's what he said. Kedisnan gabi lulev. So they say it's akasha. Here it seems everything, there was no problem. They brought the marbiyos, and it seems there was no problem. And before we learned, by lulev, they made a tenai. So Taisus answers as follows. L'man de'omar b'pirkin de'lel. We had a machloikis tanoim, how we know mitzvahs arove be Mikdosh. One man the Amma learns from Aloch Lamaisha Misinai, and one man the Amma learns from Abashol learns from Arve Nachal, Al Arve Elosh and Rabim, one Lelulav and one Lemikdosh. So Taisus says like this, Laman the Amma Bepirkin de la El Arove Aloch Lamaisha Misinai, Legamri Mishalachem. So Bechal is no din of Lachem. The whole din of Lachem is in the Potsuk, it says Lakachtem Lachem. But Aloch Lamoishim is Sinai, there's no din b'chal of Lachem. So Memelis is no problem whatsoever. So they brought Arovis and they took it. There was no din of Lachem. Ula Abishol Nami. Abishol is very problematic. Abishol Darshins Lakachtam Lachem Arve Nachal. Achas Lelulav, Achas Lemigdosh. Now there's a din Lachem already. Ula bishol nami de dorish mdersiv arve achas luvachas lemigdish al meboi mishalochem gabi migdosh kemoi lulo mikomokim gabi lulav shkol echot meivi lulo vilahara bayis atayisvi said by lulav everyone brought their lulav erev Shabbos vachazonim mikablim miyodom. And then they distributed the lulavim in Shabbos, and there was a riziko ilam or yutzrichem lehasnoi. So they had to make a tnai. The bailim brought their lulav erev Shabbos, and it was very much also possible that he wouldn't get back his lulav in Shabbos. So he had to make a tnai that he's makne whoever will get his lulav. Avol arovish luchei bezden maisilo. There the Bailam never brought their Arovis. The Shulchei Bezdin brought it. Vein echad meim zoyche bo ad lamochas b'shabes. So there, it belonged to Bezdin, and the Shulchei Bezdin were makna to each person on Shabbos. So we don't have to make any tnai. So the Wakain in Shabbos, it's a kinyan, it's a mitzvah, that's mutter in Shabbos. So memela, so therefore there was no problem. Then Tosfos says another teretz. Kahanim makifin es hamizbeach. So the whole mitzvah was with kahanim, not with Yisraelim. V'loyhoyu kol kach merubim. So kahanim, that means, so with kahanim we can keep order already. They're like this by the Klal Yisrael, there was a rizik oilam. V'oid, this reason hang. So now, be'etzem, we have to know two things. Number one, we have to know, we're going according to Abishol. According to Abishol, so, where do you get Tafke Kahanim? The Kahanim, Makifin Esam Izbeach. According to Abishol, it says Lakachtam Lachem. You need Lachem. It says that the Lakachtam Lachem is going against Klal Yisrael. So that Ha'ora will wait for Daf Mem Dalad and Taisis Dir Masral Oma. The Kahanim, Makifin Esam Izbeach. By this reason name. Then, Lachem, we have to know one more thing, that since the mitzvah was B'Kahanim, that's Lachem, the Iver of Taisvis. So we have to know this whole Zeichel HaMikdash, that the Gemara is a pilpul. This man is that we should make a Zeichel HaMikdash. And Rashi said that the Shluchei Bezdin will take it. I mean, L'chayre, if it was a mitzvah Skaihanim, L'chayre, it's very unclear how the Zeichel HaMikdash would be. If the Shluchei Bezdin would also have to be Kahanim, it wouldn't have to be Kahanim. And from Taisus we see, Klo, that it was a mitzvah b'kahanim. Okay, we'll see later, Mirza Hashem. So, the Gemara weiter. Omalei Abaye l'Rabbe. Maishna lulev dovdinele shive zeichel amigdish. Umaishna roved levdinele shive zeichel amigdish. So Abaye asked the Kashem that, Takonis Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai was that we take bigvulim, till now speaking about Tchiya, Shabbos, okay. But the Mikdash, there was a mitzvah of 7 days in the Mikdash, and therefore we take a lulav of 7 days, Eichel HaMikdash. U'mayishna arovet lo yevdine lo shivez Eichel HaMikdash. U'malei hoil v'odom yoytze yedei chayvosoi ba'arove shebelulav. He says, we have the same Eichel HaMikdash. You're taking the arovet, So there's Natila Sarove. So the Natila, it could be Oile Lakan or Lakan. It could be Oile for Arove. It could be Oile for Arove Shebelulov. So you have for your Zeichel. If you take it 7 days, you have the Zeichel Arove, the Zeichel Amigdash. Omale Yahu Mishum Lulov the Ka'ovid Lay. That's what I call the Zeichel Amigdash. So Poshet, we can learn Pshat, and that's how the Tzvas Emes wants to learn Pshat, that the Gemara means if you're taking a Zeichel HaMikdash, it has to be Nikel that you're doing this als Yene Mitzvah. If the Arove Shebelulav is Poshet being taken als a Chelik of the Dalet Minim, so it's not Nikel that you're taking the Zeichel Arove. Amalei umishim lulavu de kovid lei. Bechiteime de komagbalei vahoda magbalei. So maybe you'll tell me you lift it up twice. That's your teretz. You first lift it up, l'shem, l'shem dalad minim, and then you lift it up, l'shem arove. For maisim bechol yoim de loika of dinin hochi. That's my other zeh, a very geschmacke kashe. I mean, als, maisis magbalei vahoda magbalei would help. L'chayre should be the lulav should be a chatzitze in the netilas arove. Rabba holds yofen chatzitze. In mitzvahs arove, l'chayre lulav should be a chatzitze. But al kaponim, let's forget about this ha'ore, but he says it's not true, v'maisen b'chol yoim, the loika of dinen hochi. Omar Rav Zvid mishmei derove, I'll tell you what teretz. Lulav d'yeraisa, lulav is a d'yeraisa of din and shiva zeichel amigdash. Arove de rabbonon lo yevdin lo shiva zeichel amigdash. If the whole thing in the migdash was a d'yeraisa, so he make a zeicha. Zad rabbonon lo yevdin lo zeich. So the Gemara says, what are you telling me that arove is a d'rabbonon? Lema, ilayme l'abashol, according to abashol, ho'oma arve nachal ksi. Shtayim achas lulav achas lemigdash. So memele, so it's a deraisa. Ile rabbonon ilchas gemirlo. According to the rabbonon, ochay lekanabishol, so it's aloch lemoishim misina. The omar rav as, the omar rav yechne mishum ram nechunye ish bekas beis chayroson. Eser netiyais arove v'nisach hamayim aloch lemoishim misinaim. So Mamela said it's Allah Moshe Mishinai, so it's also a deraisa. So why didn't you make a Zeichel Midrash for Arav Kol Shivim? Elo Omar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derav. Lulev de Isla Iker Min HaTore Begvulin of Dinalei Shiva Zeichel Midrash. Arav de Lesla Iker Min HaTore Begvulin Leiv Dinen Shiva Zeichel Midrash. So that what he told them, Hodi Raise Bahoda Rabbonon, that means Homida Raise Bigvulin is an Iker. So then you make a Zeichel Migdish. And Homida Rabbonon, that means the whole thing is only at the Rabbonon, so Bigvulin, so Mamele. There's no the Raise Bigvulin. There's no the Raise Bigvulin, so Mamele. So there's no Zeichel Migdish. Now, what is the lomdus of this? So there's a very interesting ritva. The ritva says as follows. Yevshel, by lulev, Yevshel lasays zeichel lemigdish yoyim echot, sherei yoyim echot min ha-teire. That means, tamazay be'etzem zeichel lemigdish, the ritva says a yisod, theoretically, you don't have to duplicate it completely. Zeichel Migdash. So if you take one day a lulav, I'm taking a Zeichel Migdash kol shiva. But by lulav you can't do this. Yev shalasi Zeichel Migdash shreim echad, shreim echad min ha-teire. So memele, if you want to make now, so the yom echad, what you take, big vulin, the Yom Echad, when you take Bizman Azeh, that's out the mitzvah of Gvulin. So in order to make a Zeichel Migdash, you have to take it takes all 7 days. So that's why we take 7 days. Aval Arove, She'ein lo Iker min ha-Teire b'Gvulin klal, V'Yom Echad, Tzagilei Dava Zeichel Migdash. A very interesting pshat the Ritva says. He says, pshat, in with one day you can make a Zeichel Migdash. You don't have to make it 7 days. I'm taking one day, the 7 days they took it in the Migdash, I'm taking it one day. Yeah. So that means, Arovet Rabbonon Bizman Azeh means, is the whole thing is that there's no deraisa dikenatila Bizman Azeh, levdin elay shiva zeichel Migdash. Let us see Rashi. Avol yem levdina lo shiva avol yemech mi evdina kedivina lekama berabloza b'abzodik uho yel acher chubim shabzodik ovi merab yechnen ben zake merabloza v'rab yeshua v'ram gavilo yikin amrinim b'bchoyres klum chilaknu ben chobol amoretz uho yashoyo samelo kvonim v'acher chubim leman alibe de man koma arove de rabon Ike yoim echad miho yesh loy shayrish. Lulev yoim echad miho yesh loy shayrish. Aval arobe ein lo shum shayrish min ha-teire begvulen. It dachs on me, it would seem from Rashi that Rashi did not learn like the Ritva. A pshat is that since it's yoim echad, she need a different type of a zeche shiva. And here is not Yom Echad, so it's maspik with a zecher of Yom Echad. Rashi seems to say, punkt verkehr. That when were they, that means, if there's a shoyrish, if there's a mitzvah, Yom Echad, bigvulim min ha-teire, so then they were moisiv shivas yomim. So there was a hisof, a zeichel, a migdash of shivas yomim, so they added on. That means you have already a mitzvah yom echot, so they'll make some shivas yomim. Aval arove ein lo shum shoyresh min ha-teire b'gvulin, so to make a mitzvah shiva, mitzvah shiva is only a hisof on the yom rishon. That means, Usmachtem lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim was not this, like two mitzvahs. Ipshat was, the mitzvahs yom rishon was nispashet b'migdash shiva. So, bizman hazeh, we also did that. We said that al tzeichel amigdish mitzvahs yom rishon is nispashed l'shivas yomim. But by a rove, there's no shayrish, there's no mitzvahs yom rishon bechlal. So we can't. So stamazay to make a new mitzvah zeichel l'shiva that they didn't do. So fakertz, our whole mitzvah is a different mitzvah. So our mitzvah is there's a minig neviim, yisoy neviim. That's what our mitzvah is, but to make a mitzvah shiva, you need a shayresh of a yom echad. That's how it would seem from Rashi. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Ish Lokish, kahanim bali mumin, nichnosim bein ha'ulam lemizbeach kedei lotzeis bo'arov. The kahanim bali mumim, that even though during the year a koyin bal mum is also likones bein ulam lemizbeach, but when it comes to sukkis, nichnosim bein ulam lemizbeach they lotzeis bo'arov. Let us see what Rashi says. Kahanim bali mumim afheim doichekim v'nichnosim lahakif v'ragleyem v'arove biyodom. And if they want to be makiv the mizbeach, shlo yichnesu bein ulam lemizbeach. B'chol asher nasurim likonisha. Kidem rinen b'meseches keilim b'peirik rishin. Aber in sukkis, tekanem bali mumim anichnosim. Omale rabbi yechenen mi omro. Who said? So what's the kashe? So we'll see him a machlekes Rashi and Taisvis. So Rashi says, mi omra hashtes al kedaitech, the hochi koma. Mi omra shehi choiva. Who says bachlal is a choiva to be makif? Mi omra, the koma, mi koma omra shehi choiva, the koma lot says bo yedei choiva, you say kahanim balei mumim. Anit chokim benu mizbech to be yoitze da choi. Olochi por, yeah. So my man, who says this a choiva? Amar b'yechem mi amra. So the Gemara says, mi amra, you're asking a kash if there is a choyv of arove, ho iyu amar. You yourself said it. The amar, Rav Asi, amar Rav Yoichanim, mishum Rav Nechunye ish bikas beis chayrosom, eser netiyois arove v'nisach hamayim, aloch lomoyishim misinai. So your group said that there's a aloch mashisina of arove. So what are you asking? So there's a choyvus of arove. And Memela, so Resh Lakish just said that the Kahana Balamumim on the Tchokim to Mekayim the Schoib. So the Gemara says, no, he's asking a different Kasha. Elami Omro Benetila, that's my Kasha. Who says that this is a Choyv of a Rabbi? But who says that the Choyv is Benetila, Dilme Biskife, or Mi Omro Bebalamumim, afilu there is a Choyves Netila? Who says it's bebali mumim dulme bitmimim? Let us see Rashi. So Rabbi Yechonin's kashi was like this. Mi omra, yeah. Mi omra benetil etei choyves kehanim dekom alot says, the first, the yes, the double kashi. Number one, who says bechal is a mitzvah netila. That every koyin has to go and take it to be makif with an arobe. So that's why the bali mumim also went to alot says yedei choyvo dulme biskife. So Rashi says, and if it's beskife, the koyin echod zoik val yedei akel. If it's a mitzvah skife, so then one koyin puts it vein choyva al kulam. A mitzvah netila, it seems, a mitzvah hekev. That's on all of them, but some say skife, so one koyin could do it. And the second kasha lechayra was, I feel it's a mitzvah netila. Could be it's davke bekahanim tamimim, not bekahanim balimum. Now let us see Taisvus. Omri l'ditu nami l'idochi. So the Gemara says that in Eretz Yisrael it's also not doiche, l'kosha midi mishoife k'deparishna l'el, that said before that shoife b'zman hazeh also they were matter that you tekei bebezden, that was l'halis sechonim shal Yisrael nevi'im shebashamayim. So that's why shoife b'zman hazeh is better than lulav. Kahanim bali mumim, So Reish Lakish said, "Kahalim bale mumim, which shall be aloche, are also likonis benulma mizbeach." But b'shas hekiv they go in. Who had in davar motzil meima a plui roish? The tavayu asiri both have the same aloche. Kilav mishum arove kedesnam per kama de kalim. Bein ulam le mizbeach mekudish menishem bale mumim plui roish nichnasim l'sham. The Memele, so if Reish Lakish held that for some reason, whatever the lomdus is, that he held that Bali Mumim are permitted to be Nichnas, even though it's also the whole year, so it didn't play Reish. The Rishash wants to try to emphasize, because he wants to say that could be a play Reish out of the Chaneitzi, could take a haircut. So Memele, so a play Reish, they weren't matter. Bali Mumin that don't have an Eitze, so then they will matter Slutzerich Akofas Arove. Omale Rav Yochanan mi Omra. Some Tesis has a different shot in the Gemara than Rashi. Salke Daite, the Hochi Koma, mi Omra shihi chayve di Yeraise, osi vidoch yemalus da Rabbonim. But the Kasha was, not that Rashi says mi Omra shihi chayve, and the Gemara asks a kasha, you go for Rabbi Yechon, said it was a chayv. No, a chayv, that's no kasha. The kasha was, the whole heter is because it's a chayv di eraise, and the chayv di eraise is doichet mailes de rabbonon. V'ose v'dochye mailes de rabbonon. Dilme rabbonon hi, maybe this whole chayv is a de rabbonon. And if it's a de rabbonon, the loy dechinin, mailes de rabbonon, mishum takante rabbon. That was Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan's kasha. Rabbi Yochanan has a different kasha. Kochach goes with a gather of triye. So davka deraisa is doicha mailus darabonon. But over here, who says it's a deraisa? Ulekach porich. What do you mean who says it's a deraisa? Huiyu amri. You said it was a deraisa. Umeshani. No, Rabbi Yochanan's kasha was as follows. Mi amri shehi benetile. Dilme biskife. That was the first kasha. Maybe it's beskifin. And what's the kasha? Bekifin, the ain makifin esam is bayer. Leiboy elos kife ba'alme is echad zoike vayde kulam. That's how Rashi also said pshat. That if it's a mitzvah skifin, so it's not mutal on all the kahanim, just one kind was zoike. Inami. Another, so Tais wants to say a second pshat. If you'll say it's a mitzvah skifin, bali mumim efshelem liskoif b'sharuchais. That was the kash. That means Rabbi Yechanan's first kasha was that if it's a mitzvah skife, so you don't have to be doiche, I think I hold it's a deraisa. But maybe the deraisa is mitzvah skife. So mitzvah skife, you have dalad ruches of the mizbeach. So the bali mum don't have to go ben ulum le mizbeach. They can be on the mizrach side of the mizbeach and be zoikif over there. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, Bafilo Timtsaloime Benatila, Afilo you say that it's a mitzvah natila taka, no, it's a mitzvah natila, so I hold it's a daraisa, so by mail then it should be doicha mailis the rabbon, and kidaskina lael, the toisiv man the yoma biskife. But there's another kasha. Mi amrit bebali mum. So who says that the mitzvah of natila is bebali mum? Dilma ein aloche le Moshe Misinai ela betmimim aruyim lavoide. K'moshe ein aloche le Moshe Misinai bezorim ela bekahanim. De bohomoides midolei amritz zorim nichnosim. So memele, so the second kasha of Rabbi Yochanan was, that afilo there's a mitzvah snetile, but who says that the mitzvah snetile, you just said, but kohanim bali mumim, Vaisish, you yourself hold that Zorim are not Nichnas ben Ulam Mizbech. Mit Rabbon and Zorim are also Bosa. So Kochach, you hold because no Loch Lamesha Messinae and Zorim. So who says there's a Loch Lamesha Messinae and Kahanim Bali Mumim? Maybe the whole Loch Lamesha Messinae was and Kahanim Haluim Lavoid, Kahanim Tamim. Period. So Memele, that's Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan's Kashe. So Bichon the Valley is the good kasha. Lefi shitezu de prishes, the maila de rabbonani. So Taismus is learning the whole sugya, that the Gemara is asking, it's working with a din triye, And Adin Bchiya only works if it's a Maila Darabona. Koshal Abisho, the Yalef Arovish al Mizbech Nchsiv Arve, is a Stakishva, a Maibe Kahanim, Dilma Philobi Yisroel, Kmay Arove de Lulav. So here Taisvis asked the Kashe, according to Abishol, which we asked before on the previous Taisvis, according to Abishol, why is it Afke Bekahane? Why isn't it Beklal Yisroel? It's very interesting. The Taisvis Arosh brings down the Sol Taisvis and he stops here. Doesn't ask this Kashe. The Taisvis Arosh would faemfer, the Taisvis Arosh had a teretz for this Kashe. The Taisvis on Daflamedalad Amad Aleph asks Akash and Abishol. Abishol had Arve. Achas Lelulev, Achas Lamigdo. So the Tav Taisvis asks, Taime, given the Leslai Hilchasa, Eime Af Begvulim, the Midi Migdash Ksiv Bekrot, maybe it's the two mitzvahs Netila. It's the mitzvahs Netila of Lelulev, and then it's the mitzvahs Netila Stamazay. Shteitach Nish Migdash. That's Taisvis Kashe, and Taisvis blibes with Akashe. We had mentioned then that the Taisus Harosh for Empress Taisus Kashe, that Abishol also is moided as Aloha Lamoisha Misina. So that means there was a combination. The Posik tells us that there's Lakachtem Arve, Lakachtem Lochem Arve, and according to Abishol, the Posik tells us need Lochem, that the mitzvahs of Avarov needs Lochem also. But then there's Aloha Lamoisha Misina. Aloha Lamoisha Misina says, that the lekicha of Arove is b'migdosh. That's so Abishol also knew of the Aloch L'Moshe Mesinai, but according to him, the Aloch L'Moshe Mesinai did not tell me the etzim mitzvah Arove, it only told us the protein mitzvah Arove. So told us it's b'migdosh. So L'Chayir Adachim is according to the Taisus Arosh, that's why he didn't ask this Taisus Kasha. So just like I have Aloch L'Moshe Mesinai, that it's b'migdosh, so here Aloch L'moshe Mesinai, it's b'kahanim. And then that was a b'chins kashe, so who says the b'alei mumim, maybe dafke b'tmimim, not b'yisrael. Tais v'slishitosi and daf lamedale did not want to learn pshat in Abishol that it is a combination of a posik and Aloch L'moshe Mesinai. Tais v'blibes by a time. So now Taisus has the similar kashe. So Taisus is asking, so according to Abishol, why Taka isn't there a mitzvah for Yisraelim to take it? Let it be doicha the mailas to Rabbonim. V'yeshloima d'shema akofes mizbeach b'kahanim, v'shar Yisrael ba'azore b'loi hakofe. So what is pshat in Taisus teretz? What's the teretz? So the Marsha says Pshat and Taisvis, that Taisvis is saying as follows. There's a mitzvah deraisa of Netila, Lekachtem Lochem, Arve. The mitzvah's Netila is by Yisrael also. The mitzvah's Netila is by Yisrael. Now there's a mitzvah of Hakofe. In the mitzvah of Hakofe is a Drabon and the mitzvah. Shema Hakofes Mizbeach B'Kehanim. According to Abishol, that if you're working with Psukim, so it comes that there's a big nafkamina between the Rabbonin and Abishol. According to Abishol, the mitzvah Hakofes are the Rabbonin the Kemitzvah. There's only a mitzvah Lekicha, a mitzvah Netila, which Mitzad Echad is very understandable because the Pasuk doesn't mention Hakofes. The Pasuk mentions the Lekachte. So it's the mitzvah netila on kol Yisrael, and there's only a mitzvah hakofa midarabonan. So it's very good. So kahanim bali kahanim. So it's a mitzvah darabonan. So only kahanim tmimim could go around. The whole pilpon Rav Yochanan. I mean, zich not like the shlokish. The shlokish is not speaking according to Abishol. So now the Mashoyas the Kashe, the Masho asks, Abizoy, we hear Taisvis before, Taisvis said before, why was it that, why weren't they Masne? According to Abishol, why weren't they Masne? So Taisvis says, ואויד הכהנים מקיפים את המזבח להיה כל כך מרובים, ואויד הזריזן הם. אולי כהנים ומקיפים את המזבח להיה כל כך מרובים, ואויד הזריזן הם. But now it's very schwer. I mean, that's mitzvahs hakofa that were kahanim, but there's a mitzvahs netile. The mitzvahs netile, it's not kasha the mashor. So my lo yoyim masnim bo kamei belulev, lachad tirutz, akim de kolech misro hoy lo yorove, umatoy le ba'akov is kahanim, shein ela tikin de rabonu. So the Marsha wants to say, the Kushta, the Milsa, he says something very interesting, that he says, there were two mitzvahs, there was a mitzvah Sakofe, and there was mitzvahs Netile. So Kushta, the Milsa, la Bashol, the Bishar Yisrael, Leidochi, Arove, Shabbos. Taisis also said before, the whole reason that Arove is Doiche, Shabbos, because there's no Gzeire, of Shema Yavirenu, because mitzvahs Arove was Bekahanim, not be Yisraelim. Now that's also schwer. Here Taisus is saying that there was a mitzvahs Netile to be Yisraelim. So the Marsha says, the Kushta de Milsala Beshol de Bishar Yisrael Eidochi Arove Shabbos. In Shabbos, Shar Yisrael did not take an Arove Taka, because by Gans Klal Yisrael is a Gzeire Shema Yavirenu. Ela b'kayhanim ba'kofes mizbeach ba'arovi ha'vedochi. Yeah. So memela, that's how the Masho wants to say pshat. That according to Abisho, the Yisraelim never took on Shabbos because it's Mesura Lakel, and only the Kahanim took, because by the Kahanim was already a mitzvah netile plus ha'kofes. That's what Tosfos says over here, that since it was only Kahanim, so they didn't have to be Masne, but it is reasoning.